Thank you very much. We have all been talking about horrible crops, maize, maize, maize. People always run away from tree crops. So I'm going to be talking about a tree crop, raffia ukri. Watering regime, let me quickly define so that you don't get confused. We try to use watering regime here. And the watering regime I'm going to talk about, I will explain. Want to look at something below field capacity, something above, at field capacity, and something more than field capacity. Probably you don't know what raffia palm looks like. Raffia palm is very important. You can find it in tropical Africa. Tropical Africa is not so common in other parts of the world. And in Nigeria, it has, one of the research institutes has been given the mandate to work on this crop. So on my left here, you see the raffia seedling. That's the raffia seedlings, and that's the mature raffia palm. And then you see the raffia palm that is flowered. Those are the flowers you can see on top over there. With development in agriculture, it's very, very important. The nation, my country, because of the agricultural transformation that is going on, there are a lot of emphasis on crops that could be beneficial or that could bring income either to smallholder farmers, medium-holder farmers, or large-scale farmers. And because people always want to run away from a tree crop because of long gestation period, these trees or these crops takes a long time before they mature and before you begin to get your yield. The whole project was it's an holistic project. We had a nursery package, then there is a field experiment, and there was also soil characterization. So it was we had a lot of scientists involved, pedologists, microbiologists, soil fertility, and some other areas in soil science. But I'm just trying to report the nursery package that we want to recommend to farmers, because whatever we are doing and the farmers don't benefit is of no, use. So however sophisticated your research may be, if the farmers are not benefiting, it's useless. So there is little or no information on the effect of water regime and fertilizer on raffia palm on the nursery, particularly now field. That one is for another one. Then the soils supplying raffia palm are deficient of major plant mineral nutrients, especially nitrogen, potassium, and magnesium. The inadequate supply. So, and to improve the fertility of the soil has consistently been pinpointed as one of the most critical factors among myriads of others in the bid to promote sustainability of agriculture in Nigeria. One thing I need to quickly point out is that raffia palm is a water-loving crop. It grows mostly in the southern part of Nigeria. You don't find it in dry environment. But with this experiment, we see pockets of raffia palm upland anyway. Pockets, not so much, compared to what we see in the waterlogged environment down south. So the objective of this experiment, the nursery experiment, was to investigate the effect of water regime and NPK fertilizer 12-12-17-2 on raffia ukri seedling, dry matter yield and nutrient uptake, with a view to establish the optimal water regime and fertilizer rate. For tree crops, we don't say recommendation per hectare. We recommend per seedling or per plant. So I'm going to be talking about per plant. So you may be surprised if you don't see 20 kilograms N per hectare, 50 kilograms N per hectare. No, we talk about plants, specific, applied to specific plants. So the experiment was carried out in Nigerian Institute for Oil Palm Research, Edo State, and that's where it lies. And the planting materials were gotten from the breeding section of the institute. And the experiment was laid out, three watering regime. And the water, like I told you earlier on, our watering regime was applying 1.2 liters of water at seedling and four levels of fertilizer. And this is what it comes about, the treatment. Where we don't have water, then no fertilizer. Where we have no water, then 14 grams of fertilizer per seedling. Then no watering, 28 grams. No watering, 48 grams. and on, then where we have 3 times watering per week, no fertilizer, 3 times watering per week, 14 grams, 3 times watering per week, 28 grams, 3 times watering per week, 42 grams, and where we have daily watering per week, 0 grams, daily watering at 14 grams, daily watering at 28 grams, and daily watering at 42 grams. What do we also want to achieve? We want to be able to see how much seedlings can be transplanted, how much seedlings farmers can benefit me, that we can transplant or farmers can use. A lot have been done on oil palm, and in the research institute we have about over millions of seedlings that are always ready for people to come and take at any point in time. But for Russia, nothing much has been done, and this crop is so useful from the tree, what I showed you, from the tree to the fruit, to the flower, to the sap, everything is important. You can make shoes, you can make mats, you can make so many things from the ropes and so on. So if this tree is so useful, how can we now begin from the nursery and to be able to make recommendations for farmers that probably want to grow on large scale, medium scale, or small scale? So we collected data on transplantable seedlings, the growth, then fresh and dry matter yield, 3, 6, 9, and 12. But I'm going to report only 12 months because of time. And we analyzed our data, and whichever one was found significant was subjected to, we separated the means with Dobkin multiple range test, according to Steele and Torrey, 1984. Results and discussion. The soil texture was the soil texture we used in the nursery was a loamy sand. The pH was 5.4, and then total nitrogen was 1.25, which was less than the recommended critical level, 3 grams per kilogram. And the soil micronutrients were also generally low. Agime 1985 has worked on these hydromorphic soils because the soils where this plant grow are hydromorphic soils. It has worked on hydromorphic soils. And I've also found that micronutrients are generally low in this environment. I'll come back to that. Go straight to the tables. We are looking at the rows now. At times when you look at probably the columns, you may not see much of differences. Watering regime, what we're trying to look at the interaction between watering regime and the amount of fertilizer that's applied per seedling. I would just want to be pinpointing what is interesting to us. At no watering, at 3 times watering per week, and also at daily watering, you come to find out that 3 times per week at 28 grams per seedling was better, even though there is no much significant difference between 3 times per week and daily watering. Then we also want to find out the dry matter yield at 12 months after planting. You come to find out again, no watering 3 times per week, and daily watering again 3 times watering per week and daily watering. There is no much difference, but we are trying to come up with something. Then you come to that's about the fresh weight and the dry weight. Now we also want to look at the amount of nutrient that you find. Transplantable seedlings. Before I come to amount of nutrient, table 3 talks about transplantable seedlings. How much of seedlings can we transplant based on our water regime and our fertilizer application? You come again to find that 3 weeks, 3 times per week watering and 20 grams will give us enough seedlings, or seedlings that will be strong, that will be healthy, that can be transplanted to the field. Let me go to table 4. Try to look at what we express here is the nutrient expressed as percentage of dry matter. Looking at nitrogen, again, you come to find out that the 3 times per week and the daily watering almost close, but three times a week, was to give a better nitrogen distribution in the plant. Then we looked at phosphorus again. Well, water regime against the amount of amount of fertilizer that was applied. This time it was as if daily watering was better than three times per week. Then potassium three times a week again, give about the best distribution of potassium. Then magnesium, come again three times per week, because we're trying to give a recommendation package. Three times per week also did better. Then finally calcium, again, what we found out was also three times per week. I didn't indicate with my lettering. Sorry about that. Three times per week was also better. Let me go back to the other slide I didn't talk about. Field traits. You find out that watering regime and fertilizer interaction influenced nutrient uptake and distribution, which resulted in increased dry matter and percentage transplantable seedling. And this established the predominant influence of soil moisture anyway. And then roots, well, all those ones are just some other things that are added to it. Now let's come to the distribution of the nutrients. Distribution of nutrients in the plant at 12 months after planting, as indicated in the result of the plant tissue, showed nutrients of treated seedlings were within the critical levels as established for oil palm, which is a long time. We're just trying to compare with oil palm. And then the nutrient composition of the seedlings were adequate, which was attributed to water regime and fertilizer interaction. Like I've pinpointed, the water three times per week and 28 grams per seedling. Then earlier on, Agime in 1988 also reported significant interaction of soil moisture and fertilizer application of N and P uptake. He also reported that influence of soil moisture alone on N and P uptake was not significant, as N and P under field capacity and waterlogging condition were similar. However, when N and P fertilizer were applied, the effect of soil moisture became pronounced. Thus, he concluded that added fertilizer N and P was more effectively used under adequate soil moisture. Conclusion. The results of this study have showed that watering regime and applied rates of NPK fertilizer significantly influence raffia ochre seedlings macronutrient uptake, concentration, and development. Palms that received watering and NPK fertilizer were vigor, healthy, and had green leaf coloration compared to the control with pale leaves, pale yellow leaf coloration. The vigorous and healthy growth of seedlings treated with watering regime and NPK fertilizer over control confirmed that the chlorosis symptoms of poor growth among raffia ochre seedlings in the nursery are not hereditary but environmentally induced. The dry matter yield and percentage of transplantable seedlings were higher in plots treated with different levels of watering and fertilizer than the control plots, and the significant effect of NPK MG fertilizer on raffia ochre seedling growth and development demonstrated the importance of N, P, and K in cell buildup and development. The NPK, magnesium, and calcium content were within the sufficient range that is critical level. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Joseph. Anyone have questions? And some questions for me? Yes, sir.
You talked about making a different pH in your laboratory.
Yeah.
Are you measuring pH?
Yeah.
In your laboratory? Okay, I didn't catch that.
I think I was just okay. Yeah, we do.
Where is the laboratory located?
It is in Corcoran.
Okay. You got a training institute there, is it? Or is it in the town separate from the training institute?
It's separate from the
Is it?
Joseph, thank you so much.
Thank you.